A local stripper named Tequila, whose writhing style of dancing naked was known to cause almost a riot as lonely, affection-starved fishermen trampled one another for a closer look. Then there was Machine Gun Betty. She was a large Indian woman who worked as a bartender at a local watering hole. Her way of dealing with a rowdy crowd of drunken fishermen who refused to leave at quitting time was to pull out a Thompson submachine gun, level it on her rambunctious patrons, and order them off the premises. "It's closing time! Get the hell out!" she'd say, as the bar emptied. During those 8 years of hard work as a commercial fisherman, Skip Holden had seen some sights, such as the time the Fish and Game Department opened the season up in the fjord near Coghill Point, and he and his fishing pals had netted 1 million sockeye salmon in a single week of red-hot fishing. Named after Skiff's wife, the F.V. Marlene was known in fishing circles as a snowball bow picker. She had a 6-foot-high reel mounted in the center of her foredeck. This spool-like contraption was designed to feed the 1,000-foot-long gill net off her bow and reel it back aboard via the same route. Along the way, Skip had learned a few things about the nature of successful fishermen, too. Foremost, he had learned not to try to be like anybody else. The best fishermen fished according to the dictates of their own personalities. As a rule, Holden worked alone. More of a hunter-type person himself, he liked to motor past the main sandbars, where most of his more conservative fellow gillnetters chose to make their drifts, and out through the surf. He enjoyed fishing the deep waters of the open ocean. When possible, he liked to intercept the fish well before they reached the main branch of the river, something at which he was quite adept, now having the self-assurance of a seasoned fisherman, one who had paid his dues and acquired a fair amount of fishing savvy along the way. Armed with little more than a compass and a fathometer, he roamed as far as 10 miles out from the wild and ever-changing 60-mile-wide delta of sandbars and tidelands known as the Copper River Flats, fishing the salmon-rich waters as far out as Cape Hinchinbrook. Some fishermen didn't like the stress of making sets, laying out their gill nets and fishing out in the open ocean. They generally fished the inside waters. They didn't seem to mind fighting the crowds or having to pull their gill nets back aboard every few minutes, then run back up the line, lay them out again, and start from scratch. By contrast, Skip Holden liked to fish the deep, outside waters. He liked the sight of free, open spaces and uncluttered horizons. He'd been raised that way. When he was a boy, sailing off the California coast, his father had taught him the art of navigation, as well as how to keep a ship in good repair and how to tie the rope knots that were essential to life at sea. Most important, his father instilled in his son the belief that shallow water is a fisherman's worst enemy. It was the going out and coming back in over the sandbars at entrance channels, especially those at Softuck and Strawberry and Egg Island, that local fishermen feared most. Let an outrushing tide confront a strong flow of onshore wind, and the waves can really stack up. Even for Skip Holden, getting trapped out on the open sea in a sudden blow was something to be avoided if at all possible. Let him receive a warning over the local CB fishing channel announcing that the sandbar was closing, and Holden would rush his net aboard and make a mad scramble in over the building breakers before they closed him out. Once inside the punishing surf line, he would wait out the storm in the shelter of one of the tideland coves carved out of tens of miles of sandbars by the 13-foot tides that flooded in over the area several times each day. Miss the closing, get cut off by a sudden storm, and a fisherman would have few options, all of them dangerous. Left unprotected by island or berm, caught tens of miles from Cordova, a fisherman could either jog into the storm and weather, which might last for several days and nights, or make the near-impossible journey around the 30-mile length of Hinchinbrook Island, running broadside to the storm winds and waves crashing ashore the entire way. Lose an engine, throw a prop, and you would be history. Regardless, Holden was always hanging it out there, working on the edge. Unlike some wannabe fishermen, however.